quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it over the next few hours here. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We are heard everywhere, Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps I love. Tune in. We're heard on Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, radio stations, KSHP in Las Vegas, among others. Art Sorsen, 128 years of age, will be with us. Laura Snoke, attorney, will be with us. And Mark Mancini, a Pirates fan, will be with us all straight away. Our guest, of course, Carrie Eggers. We've had him on before, but we need him on again because two-volume book, Scrolls of a Sports Scribe, the best of Carrie Eggers, 50 years of writing in the great Northwest and for the Oregonian and the Portland Tribune, and now he's got his own books out, and we'll talk about him and anything else in the wonderful and wacky world of sports, Barron's Trivia, Laura's favorite part of the show. However, we must start with the NCAA. When the Oregon Furs won the first NCAA basketball championship in 1939, 16 schools competed. When UCLA won in 64 and 65, there were 24 teams. And then, of course, they went up to 25 teams because there was two teams in the West that had to fight to get in. Okay, so 25, and then 32 for UCLA near the end of Wooden's reign. Now there's 68, and now they're going up to 76. All right, what this does is it makes the regular season almost irrelevant. The conference season definitely irrelevant. The conference tournament 100% irrelevant. Last year, the Big Ten had 10 schools in the tournament, the NCAA tournament. So now adding eight more teams, the Big Ten's liable to have 12 or 13 schools out of the 18. What does that do to the Big Ten tournament? I'd love your thoughts, and certainly if you disagree, sportsfred@aol.com. Still on the NCAA. 5 years eligibility? I don't think so. All the records down the tubes, growing up again, 1 year freshman, 3 years of eligibility, and then went to 4 years of eligibility trying to save money on the freshman. Now 5 years of eligibility, which means, of course, that down the road at the University of Miami, there will be a tight end who's 30 years of age instead of 29. All straight away on Sports Overnight America.
At Kohl's, spring style starts with the season's best shoe sale and continues with 15% off the rest of your looks. But with great outfits from Kohl's, what happens next is unexpected. Strangers ask where you shop. The breeze feels like it's blowing just for you. Your kids pose for photos willingly. Yep, great spring outfits can do that kind of thing. Find yours at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offers end April 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Staples presents Celebrations Made Easy.
I was throwing a party for the twins and had custom invites and a banner printed at Staples. And that's when I saw Party City is now at Staples.
Party City? No way!
Yep. So now Staples has all your printing needs and everything you need for a party.
Everything times two.
Yeah, and now at Staples, save 40% on custom cards, photo gifts, wrapping paper, banners, and more.
Big news! Party City is now at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in-store, online, or on the app. In 613, exclusions apply.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it. Hey, y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy filet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Later, fine writer from the Great Northwest, Kerry Eggers, on his book, Scrolls of a Sports Scribe, and he'll tell you how you can pick up the book. And believe me, you ought to pick up the book. And, of course, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. All right, I open the show talking about something that really irritates me, the NCAA. They fired Mark Emmert 4 years ago. Baker's no better, maybe worse. I don't know what's going on. All I can tell you is that 76 schools in the NCAA tournament. Art, you're very old. You remember when there were just 16. Your thoughts about 76 schools in the tourney?
Why don't they just let them all in?
Yeah.
No, it's ridiculous, Fred.
One versus 350, versus 349. That's great. Yeah, great idea. Yeah.
You know, that way everybody gets a crack at it. It will be playing until June, but it won't be March Madness. It'll be June Madness. But yeah, that's ridiculous, Fred. But the NCAA keeps coming up with these things like the 5-year plan you discussed in the open. Yeah. I mean, you're going to throw all the records out. I mean, I remember I played at USC, and my freshman year was the first year a freshman could actually play in a varsity game. And, you know, I had never known that they weren't allowed to. But the reason they made that, you know, difference was because they didn't want to have to, you know, put a freshman team together and the travel involved with the freshman team playing, and you needed a certain amount of guys. And, you know, I don't mind the 1-year red shirt, you know, or maybe a hardship situation when a guy hurts himself, you know, in the first game of the year. But like you said, we're at that point where you got 27-year-old guys making $10 million a year playing college football.
Yeah.
It's like World War II when my dad knocked off, you know, hit a guy in the 50s, and he had just come back from the war, and they were going back to college, and they were like in their 30s and 40s. And,
yeah,
you know, it was amazing. But, yeah, it's a different world right now. But the NCAA, college sports itself, is in big trouble, you guys. And that's something we could talk about.
Laura, if you were running the NCAA, what would you do?
I'd call Jane Levy and ask her to figure it out.
Commissioner, get her in there.
No, I mean it. There's no. It's no longer college sports at that level. It isn't. You know, it's really a semi-pro league. It's really a farm system, and I think they're going there. You know, I mean they've pretty much gone there. I think ultimately it's going to be an employee-employer relationship. Maybe they'll split the tournament into two tournaments. I have no idea, but that's 76 teams in the tournament is pretty unwieldy, I think.
Mark Mancini, the World Tour Sports Handicapper, agree, disagree, your comments.
Oh, well, you know, I look at the NCAA like I look at the FIFA, the World Cup. They're just, you know, a bunch of crooks. I mean, basically, when you come right down to it, there's a reason Tarkanian and all these coaches went after them. There's a reason why we have this. You know, it kind of reminds me if people are making $20 an hour now, then the markets or whatever have to get their money back. So they start raising their prices. That's what's happening. Now you bring more teams in the NCAA. It won't be long, guys, before we have 100 teams in here.
Hey, let me tell you a story. UCLA won the tournament in 64 and 65. And believe it or not, they would have won in 66. However, before the season began, their best guard, because Goodrich had graduated, was Freddie Goss. He came down with mononucleosis, and he missed the first 6 or 7 weeks. So at the end of the season, they finished behind Oregon State in the conference. They could not go to the tournament. So at that point, one school could go to the tournament. Now at least 10, and perhaps next year with 76, as indicated, the Big Ten might have 12 or 13 schools. I'll tell you what, I mean, I felt badly for the Bruins because I'm a big Bruin fan, but one school meant something. You had to win the darn conference, but yeah. Certainly – 76 schools and made a joke of the whole thing. As Laura said, we got pros playing college ball now. So I don't know what the answer is, but I know this. This is not the answer, not expanding more. But I'm not going to be able to judge that because I don't have any power with them.
And actually, if you went the other way, Fred, you'd have an NIT tournament that actually had some decent teams in it.
Yeah,
the university, like the Ohio team this year that was undefeated in the regular season. I mean, they're not prepared to play the top 10 teams in college basketball. Maybe on a given night they could play with them, but that would have been a big seed in the NIT. And like Kerry said, at one time, the NIT, when the Oregon Tall Furs won the championship. I mean,
I think what people are missing here is the one guy that opened up Pandora's box, and we had him on the show here, Fred, was Ed O'Bannon. Ed O'Bannon really opened this whole thing up to make sure these guys got paid.
From UCLA.
Everybody should send him a check.
He was pushing for players' rights. Let's go back to 66 for a moment. With Oregon State winning the conference, UCLA would have won the whole thing. They weren't allowed in the tournament. Remember the story? Texas Western versus Kentucky. Pat Roberts jumps in.
That was the first all-black team in college basketball, correct?
None of that could have happened if UCLA had been in that tournament in 66. They'd have won every year from 64 on till 73. And again, remember, folks, in 74, they had a 10-point lead over North Carolina State and blew it. Then they win again in 75, wouldn't retire.
Yeah, the Tom Burleson team.
Let me ask you guys a question. All right. I'm a UCLA Bruin fan. I'm a Dodger fan. How would you rate your love of sports, your sports clubs? Art, we'll start with you. If you were to rate 1, 2, 3, Southern California or National, your favorite sports clubs.
Can I tell you, Fred, prior to turning 60, I was a diehard fan of, I mean, I love the Dodgers, but I've noticed as I've gotten older, I actually like to look at teams that are underdogs. Like last year, I was kind of a little bit of a Broncos fan because I just thought that they had done such a great job. And I'm always rooting for Buffalo in the NFL, even though I played for the Rams, because poor Buffalo. How many times can you get to within just a wisp of the Super Bowl and not go? Or even when you go, you get beat 4 times. That's a rough one. But I love sports, but I like the stories in sports, the individuals in sports who overcome. Like the Scataboo and Jackson Dart thing with the Giants last year was fun. Those are the kind of things that I enjoy. I loved what Caitlin Clark was able to accomplish a couple of years ago with the ratings that she brought to college basketball, women's college basketball. So, I mean, yeah, I'm a little different as I get older, I guess.
Okay, mine would be UCLA basketball. Mine would be second would be the Dodgers. Third would be the Angels. Laura, you're in Southern California, but your Raiders are probably 1, 2, or 3. How would you rate your favorite three schools or franchises?
Well, it's funny. I was, after what Art said, I was thinking, you know, living in, being in, from Southern California, from LA, it's hard to, you know, we don't have underdogs here. But then I thought, well, yeah, but I'm a diehard Raider fan. So there's my underdog.
There's your underdog.
Although Raider Nation is very happy right now. So I would say Dodgers, Lakers, and Raiders are my three favorite teams. And I don't deviate. I mean, I do like the Bills. The Bills are my second favorite football team.
Wow.
I'd be Steelers, Trojans, and Lakers.
So, Mark, I imagine all three are in Pittsburgh for you?
Well, I love my Pirates. And, you know, but the Penguins play a big part of my life, too, because I can remember growing up, and they can only draw, like, what the Kings drew, like 5,000 fans with the Jean Pronovost and the Steel Laps and guys like that. And they've come a long way with getting Mario Lemieux and Sidney Crosby. The longest tenured group in North American history is now Letang, Crosby, and Malkin. 20-something years playing. That's the long. It just beat the Yankees with Mariano Rivera and all those guys.
That's impressive.
So yeah. How did you get involved with the Milwaukee Bucks?
Pittsburgh didn't have a basketball team, and I didn't like the name Condors, so I loved the Bucks. I've always liked Jabbar, Bobby Damridge, John McLaughlin, Oscar Robertson, Lucas
Mark, what
Allen.
Was the name of the movie, The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh? Was that the-
But, you brought up an interesting thing, Whit. If you had to rate the top five NCAA, leave the Bruins out because we know what they did, the 10, you know, all the championships under Wooden. I think the most impressive one that can match up with anybody would be the 1992 UNLV running Rebels. They can clean anybody's clock.
That's a good ball club. You actually did the play-by-play for them.
Oh, wow.
Good ball club, guys. Larry Johnson, Stacey Ogman.
Let me tell you something. I had Jerry Tarkanian on many times, and most of the times I disagreed with him when he wrote his books because he always went after UCLA. But if you go back and look at it, he was correct about a lot of the things he was saying. And his wife used to come on my national shows. And no, she really did, protecting her husband. I thought that was sort of fantastic, to tell you the truth. All right, we're going to take a break and come back and play Laura's favorite part of the show, Barron Sports Trivia. You can email us, sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com, with Mark, with Laura, and with Art, all straight away on Sports Overnight.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, we're back on Sports Overnight America. Later, we'll talk to Carrie Eggers, fine sports writer in the Northwest, Scrolls of a Sports Scribe. Been writing for more than 50 years. You can pick up the book, and Carrie will tell you how, all straight away on Sports Overnight America. But before we start, Barron Sports Trivia in the middle of the night. Art Source at 128 years of age. It's got to be tough for him. Art, what do you do to help yourself legally?
Well, what I've been doing is, and it's been a while now, this Prevagen. The professional formula has been fantastic. Really keeps things together mentally. And, you know, as you do get older, you have an occasion to forget some things. That still happens, but not as often, thanks to these great people and the professional formula of Prevagen. So look into it. It's something you can really help yourself with as we all start to age. And nobody beats that game.
128 Art Source telling us the truth about Prevagen. All right, Laura, your favorite part of the show, Barron Sports Trivia. Are you ready, Laura?
I guess I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
No. Give yourself a shot here. Okay. Oh, only two major league players playing today who have played over 5 years have a lifetime batting average over 300. Laura, name either one of these two ball players with a lifetime batting average over 300. That's what tells you what's happening to baseball. It's a strikeout or home run. There's no in between. Laura Snoke, you have any idea?
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge, you're saying, is a lifetime batting average over 300. All right, maybe. Mark Mancini, is it Aaron Judge among the two that have a lifetime batting average over 300?
I would think, other than myself, it has to be this other guy that's hated in L.A. is Manny Machado.
Manny Machado, you're saying, has over 300 batting average. All right.
I couldn't constitutionally name Manny Machado.
All right. So Laura can't mention Manny. She did mention Aaron Judge. Art Source, you are 128. You've seen ball players from Ty Cobb all straight away. Which two ball players have a lifetime batting average now over 300?
I'm going to go with Louis Arias as one of them.
Louis Arias, now the second baseman for the Giants. And by the way, he's playing better at second base than I ever thought.
Because me too. Padres, I was amazed. Because he's a terrible first baseman, and I'm wondering where they put him in second.
But he's playing well at second base. They're saying Louis
The other one, I'm going to have to go with Ronald Acuna Jr.
Ronald Acuna Jr. Okay, so Art with the Prevagen has one correct.
Okay.
One correct with Louis
Arias.
Congratulations.
Give us a hint on the other one.
Member of the 217 cheating Houston Astros.
Oh boy.
Altuve. Jose Altuve.
Is it Altuve?
Who, see, Laura says who?
Altuve. That's
what I said. So Laura says Jose Altuve. Mark, who did you say?
I said Altuve also.
Going Alvarez.
Well, maybe they have been taking Prevagen. Are you off Prevagen now, Art? Because they're right and you're wrong. It is Jose Altuve.
Yeah.
Altuve at second base.
Jose Altuve, I think, is one of the great players.
Cheaters.
Who nobody, he might have been a cheater, but he's 5 foot Freddie Poptek 5. Okay. He's like a little guy, and they weren't even going to give him a tryout the first time he went to a tryouts. They said, "Who's this little kid over here?" And one of the coaches said, "Watch him hit." And they were like amazed because he's a mighty mite. And I mean, I got to tell you, Beltran, I think, was more involved with the cheating than Jose Altuve. But I know why you Dodger fans get upset about that.
He's the only one left.
Well, we'll blame it on him.
No, wait a minute. You guys embraced Kyle Tucker there, and Kyle Tucker was part of that, wasn't he?
No.
They want to win, so they went and got Tucker. Funny how that all disappears when you got a chance to pick him up.
Korea's back with him, but not the answer to the question. Okay, Mark, are you ready for a Barry Sports trivia?
Yeah.
All right. This pitcher hit a bird with his fastball. I think killed the bird with his fastball.
I think it was Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson. When was this?
I think it was when he was with Seattle. I think it was a bird, a pigeon or something, but he killed the bird.
Laura, was it Randy Johnson?
I have no clue. I feel bad for the bird, though.
Dave Whitfield did it one time, too. But I'm going to go with Mark on that.
Well, again, the Prevagen working on this question. Randy Johnson, congratulations, Mark. Right off the cuff, you got that one. I think that's pretty fantastic. Okay.
Thank you.
Folks, you can email us, sportsfred@al.com,
sportsfred@al.com. Whose fastball raced a motorcycle?
Nolan Ryan. Bob Feller.
Bob Feller.
All right, you got, Art, you ready?
Yes.
Yep, there we go.
First woman to coach a men's pro basketball club in the G League. It was called the Texan Legends. She was a fine player in her own right at Old Dominion. First woman to coach a men's basketball team, Olympic member, of course, for many years. Who might that have been?
I think I got this.
Becky Hammonds?
Becky Hammonds. Nah. She's coaching now. Okay, Hammonds of San Antonio under...
Or could it have been Don Drysdale's wife?
That's exactly
could have been Don Drysdale's wife. All right. So Art says, "Who'd you say again?"
I'm gonna go with Nancy Lieberman.
Nancy Lieberman. Now, okay. Art says Nancy Lieberman. Mark, are you? Is it Nancy Lieberman?
No, I'm gonna go Drysdale's wife.
Ann Myers.
Wasn't she a sister?
Dave Myers was her brother who played for UCLA.
Yeah, he played for the Bucks too.
And then, of course, she married Don. Laura, is it Nancy Lieberman? Is it Miss Drysdale? Who might it be?
I think I'm going to go with the Prevagen and go with Nancy Lieberman.
Nancy Lieberman is the answer. Congratulations to Laura and congratulations to Art. Nancy Lieberman is the answer. And again, you know, last few weeks we've been doing this show. Mark has come up now with the answer to the next question before I ask the next question. Because it was going to be first woman to sign a pro basketball contract. It was Ann Myers Drysdale with the Indiana Pacers in 1979. They gave a $50,000 Detroit. Now, how the hell did you know that? How did you know it before I asked the question?
I've been getting the professional formula.
You know what? I've adjusted my mirrors.
To me, that's unbelievable. Okay, you know what else is unbelievable? And that's it for Barron Sports Trivia, but this is unbelievable. Duke basketball has now signed a contract to televise 3 games. So I ask you something, folks. Duke is televised by Prime. Let's say they're playing Connecticut. So the Huskies will now make a deal with Netflix. So you can get the game on Netflix or Prime.
Would that really surprise you in college sports right now that these teams go off on their own? I mean,
it really is, and
there is such a thing as the ACC network owned by ESPN. Yeah. What do they think about that? I mean, that's a little crazy if you think about it.
Laura, when we were growing up in Southern California, when Art was growing up in Southern California, when Mark was growing up in Southern California, you got like the UCLA game 3 hours late with Dick Enberg on Channel 5 locally. Now we got 1,000 games televised at any moment, any time. And now we've got Duke going its own way, getting its own contract for 3 television games. Laura, you have any thoughts about that?
It's kind of what the professional sports teams do. So, I mean, like we've said, they're no longer just your college athletes walking around the schools with their Letterman jackets. You know, they're professional players now. And there's just no more college sports,
But let me ask you guys a question. So you're Duke and you make millions of dollars on these 3 games. And then you're playing somebody and the other school says, I want to go to Netflix instead of Prime like you're going to. You can't. Duke says, no, you can't do that. We're home in this game. You can't do that. Would Duke have the power, Art, you think, to tell them not to televise it on another
night? No. No, I don't think they would have the power because, you know, your broadcast rights are from your school or to the conference you're from. I'm sure there's no Big Ten teams that are going to be doing that because that would mess up their new plans.
Yeah. For
this $2 billion spread out of 18 teams in the conference and the league itself. But yeah, I don't think you could tell another school, you know, like Notre Dame. When Notre Dame, you know, when you go play at home at Notre Dame, you're on NBC Sports.
Right.
That makes it exciting to want to go play at Notre Dame for your players because you're on national TV. And, you know, that's why they love to have 7 home games. And I think that was the reason why they got into the riff with USC, because that every other year they had to, you know, give that game up to ABC Sports as opposed to putting it on NBC.
You want to know the most prominent figure in all of this with talking football and the NFL making money and all this other stuff? I think decades from now, and Fred, we talked about this, I think the battle is going to be soccer mom versus the NFL if she wants her son actually playing tackle football, because I think flag football is around the corner.
And flag football is not as easy to play, and you can get hurt playing flag football. Laura and I were talking about that earlier. I mean, that game can be really rough because I remember in the old days in spring football in high school, we had our little helmets on, you know, our little padded wrestling helmets. And we had our, you know, a lot of guys got hurt because you're out there competing and, you know, you're competing for a potential starting job and you're playing hard and you don't have shoulder pads on and you might, you know, might stick your head in there in the old days, especially not real smart.
Art, let me tell you though, I was not frightened about going over the middle playing flag football, playing pro football, or playing
Jack Tatum wasn't waiting there. Right. Jack Tatum wasn't waiting there for you, Fred.
And again, I told you the story when I didn't wear the thing down below.
Oh yeah,
Something I will never forget.
I've always been a big athletic protector.
You know, with all the money they're making, Artie, they don't protect the alumni. They don't protect these guys. They don't, you know, they just let them go off a slippery slope.
But you know what? You know what I saw? I think it was, I'm not sure when, but I think it was at a Laker game. So it was the last Laker game. There was a woman sitting courtside with a baby.
Oh, that's literally scary. That's scary because one of those guys can go out of control trying to save a pass. And I mean, no, you can't. I have a couple rows back, please.
Wow. Let's
let's take a break and come back with Carrie Eggers right away on Sports Overnight.
Chick-fil-A's new Frosted Sodas and Floats. It's a 10 out of 10. Hey, this is Lizzie, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new Frosted Sodas and Floats is how well they go together. You will love having your favorite soda blended with our creamy ice cream to make a new Frosted Soda or Float. With the mix of the ice cream and soda fizz, it's so delicious, I call it fizzalicious.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new Frosted Soda and Float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Drivers who switch their home and auto with Progressive could save money and time. Other things try to do this, but they really don't. Like the touchscreen at fast food places. It's not like you save time because it takes you longer to use a touchscreen than, I don't know, someone who works there. And another thing, you'd think it would save money because they're not paying a cashier, right? But no, same price. Also, why is there an option to tip? Who am I tipping? Exactly. Anyway, even if you can't save money and time with some things, you could with a Progressive home and auto bundle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Shelter out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. We had Kerry Eggers on a few months ago, and he's written an interesting book. He's written 50 years in the Portland and Oregonian area for the Oregonian and the Portland Tribune. Now he's got Scrolls of a Sports Scribe, the best of Kerry Eggers. If you're watching on Facebook, you can see the book. It's got everything and anything. But Kerry, we're going to talk about the book. But first, I've got to ask you a question. You are in Portland. A lot of rumors that if the Trailblazers had gone on to the second round, there was a possibility that Damian Lillard would be playing this year in the playoffs. True, false? What do you think?
That's a printed rumor that is false.
Yeah. I didn't think that'd be against the rules.
No, it wouldn't be against the rules. He could be activated, but he's not going to do that. He's not going to jeopardize. He didn't feel he's fully ready right now. He's going to be fully ready come October when they have training camp, and he'll be ready to go, but he's not ready now.
All right. In Scrolls of a Sports Scribe, you wrote something I had no idea. Henry Aaron and you. Discuss that.
Well, when I was a little kid, I got Atlanta or Milwaukee Braves baseball cards, trading cards.
Yeah.
Hank Aaron and Warren Spahn at that time were my favorite athletes. I was 7 years old. You're now 65 years later. I still follow the Braves, and I got a chance to meet Hank in 1978. He was the Grand Marshal of the Rose Parade in Portland, and I volunteered for that assignment. And I think in the story, Fred, that you're referring to in the book, I admitted that's the only time I've ever asked for an autograph from somebody that I was interviewing, and I got it. And I still have the somewhere I've got it in my attic, a picture of Hank that he signed for me.
That's awesome.
Art, you're 128 years of age, so you know about Henry Aaron. You're on with Kerry Eggers.
Hey, Hammer and Hank, I watched him hit three homers off of Al Downing in Dodger Stadium in 1971, and I think all three of them cleared the fence by about a foot and a half. Out on that front foot with those great wrists and flipping it into the seats. But what I wanted to talk to Kerry about is my all-time favorite basketball coach. And, of course, one of my favorite teams of all time, which were the trailblazing championship teams of Jack Ramsey,
yeah,
Bill Walton, and, of course, the great man in the middle, Lucas. I mean, that was one heck of a time. Do you recall those teams, and what are some of the things you could tell some of the folks out there about those great years?
Yeah, I was in my second year at the Oregon Journal, and I didn't cover the team. Obviously, I was 23 years old. I was probably doing high school. I actually covered junior hockey and that sort of thing. But during the playoffs, they brought all of us in to do sidebars and so on. So I was doing sidebars and features for the final game, game six in Memorial Coliseum, June 5th, 1977. My job was to do the early game story, which was it went out to, you know, the outer parts of the state, not the city of Portland, and then also to do a feature story. Well, my feature story was on Lionel Hollins. I have a picture of myself interviewing Lionel. So anyway, yeah, I do remember that game very well. You know, they were fortunate to win it. Actually, the Sixers had some great chances at the end of the game to win, but they closed it out in six games, and still the only championship the city has ever had in the NBA.
Now, I got to ask you, because I've heard over the years that I've known Bill Walton and I miss him. And but like Fred always talks, we don't miss his play-by-play because he, I mean, his color, because he'd always cut off the play-by-play guy. But did he really live in a tent?
Oh, he might have for a short time. But, you know, he had a house up in Northwest Portland and then later out in Oregon City. Yeah, so he wasn't that much of a street guy.
We're talking to Kerry Eggers, Scrolls of a Sports Scribe. Kerry, how can folks pick up your book? I'm sure it's at major bookstores, but how can they pick it up from you?
Not at major bookstores. I appreciate you asking, though, Fred. The only place they can get it is at kerryeggers.com. So go to my website on the upper rail on the homepage. There's a book order form and fill it out. We'll get it to you very quickly.
How do you spell it? Because people may know how to spell it.
Eggers.com, kerryeggers.com.
kerryeggers.com. Laura, you're on with kerryeggers.com.
Yeah, hi, Kerry. I was reading about Phil Jackson's recommendations about he wants the basketball court to widen, and he wants the three-point line then to correspondingly get bigger at the corners. And we've been on the program and lamented the state of professional basketball, where people just come down and shoot threes and there doesn't seem to be any play acting, and wondering what you thought about that idea of widening the court and correspondingly widening the three-point line in the corners.
Yeah, I think that they actually might just take out the three-point line at the corners and make it, because they're almost to the sideline now. You can't go really back much farther. You'd be out of bounds. But I do think that's something that they'll look at and may happen, that they'll adjust the three-point line. As far as widening the court, can you imagine the logistical problem with that? In all the arenas, you've got front row seats. You'd have to move back. You'd lose some seating probably. I think it's probably the right idea. How about making an 11 foot basket? That's another thing that they've thought about. That they could do that too. I think
that'd be an easier solution.
That would be easier than changing the court itself. So I don't know that we'll ever see the court size change from the 94 feet that it is now.
We're on with Kerry Eggers, Scrolls of a Sports Scribe. Kerry, I have to ask you a question. I fell in love with Goldie Hawn in the late 60s with the TV show Laugh-In. Kurt Russell fell in love with her totally and has been in love with her like forever. Talk about the Portland Mavericks, as you write about in this book, and Kurt's dad.
Yeah, Kurt's dad, Bing Russell, who was the sheriff on Bonanza, for your older listener.
I never knew that.
Yeah. And he owned, it was an independent single A team in Portland for about 5 years. Kurt Russell played second base and shortstop, middle infielder, for a year and a half with the Portland Mavericks. And the story that Fred is referencing is, I did a story, they did a reunion, I think it was probably about 15 years ago, and Kurt showed up for it. And it was a bunch of characters. The Bastards of Baseball, something Bastards of Baseball is a documentary done on this team. And it was a bunch of characters, including Kurt, and they had a success, but mostly they just had a lot of fun. And so that's the story that Fred's referencing. That's in the book that I wrote about.
Russell's a fine actor and was a fine ball player. And of course, he was in the minor leagues himself, but beyond the independent league. So Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn, welcome to you. And hope they're listening this evening on Sports Overnight America. Art Source has been on. Laura's been on it. Now it's time for the World War Sports Handicapper, Mark Mancini, with Kerry Eggers.
Well, Kerry, since you're a Brave fan, Sid Bream ruined my childhood, first of all. Second of all, the madhouse on McDowell Street. You should have had another championship in 2000 with Sabonis and Pippen and those guys. But the real story here is, how come Portland can't seem to get a baseball team other than a AAA and a professional hockey team?
Yeah, let's talk about baseball first. There's actually a bill. They received a bill this year. There's a group that is actively pursuing Major League Baseball, and it'll probably be an expansion team if they get it. They're battling Salt Lake City, Mark, right now for that. They've got a site down on the waterfront. It's a beautiful site in the South Waterfront. They've got that secured. They've got money from the state of Oregon, many millions of dollars, not billions, unfortunately, but millions. So they've got things in place. The problem is Salt Lake City is a little bit ahead of them. There's only going to be one expansion team in the West. So, what are their chances? I think somewhere between 40 and 50% that they get it. And then in the East, probably Nashville. They're the ones that people are talking about. Yeah, why have we not? We should have one. It's the only. The Blazers are the only major, you know, of the major four franchise, major four sports that
Rich City.
Do the Mariners? Do the Mariners broadcast in Portland?
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's on the radio. Yeah, and yeah, they do. Actually, until this year, they did on TV. They don't now anymore on TV. Okay.
Harry, I must ask you, obviously, Paul Allen owning the team now, of course, passing away and is selling the team. And bottom line, a lot of stories about the Blazers right now having the cheapest ownership in the history of the world. Talk about that.
Well, yeah, like it started out with a call, phone call, and Dunnan, Tom Dunnan is his name, and I don't think he even had officially become the owner yet. But the Blazers were in a late regular season game at Memphis. They were on a road trip and they stayed in overnight in Atlanta before the game in Memphis. And the owner called Thiago Splitter, the acting coach, and said, why didn't you guys come and stay in Memphis? And he said, well, it was just easier. Travel plans were easier. And I think the guys liked being in Atlanta better. And he said, well, you could have saved us $3,000 by staying there. Also, staffers in a recent trip to Phoenix had to check out early because they didn't want to pay for an extra night. They did not. This is one that the fans were very upset for. They decided not to
get out of here.
Decided not to have T-shirts for the first playoff game, which is kind of a tradition now, right?
Yeah, they always have their T-shirt. Oh.
And so they, you know, these are just examples of things that he's trying to cut costs. Now, as far as I'm concerned, while these are not things that make him look very good, let's wait and see how he pays the players, how he divides his attention between the Carolina Hurricanes. He also owns the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah.
They had the very best record in the NHL this year. So he's obviously doing some things right. I'm going to say, hey, let's wait. Let's give him a year. Let's see how things go. He's going to have to hire a coach. I don't know if he's going to keep Joe Cronin as a GM. There's a lot of decisions he's got to make, including some personnel things for this summer.
You interviewed Shaquille O'Neal, who's got more than $3,000 way back in 1992. Kerry Eggers, talk about Shaquille O'Neal, and you're talking to him a long, long time ago.
Well, yeah, I was in Orlando the second day. I didn't go to the media day thinking that I'd have more time with him, and it was a good choice because I was the only guy other than the Orlando newspaper guys that were there, and so I got one-on-one time. I went over and watched him work out, walked with him to the workout facility, which was a block down the street. And, you know, I got to know Shaq.
According to Kobe, he never worked out.
Pardon me?
According to Kobe, Shaq never worked out.
Well, you know, he was not a bad player. And so he was a funny guy. The only thing was he was really hard to understand because he talked so low. He did that intentionally, but he was a great guy to talk to. We had some one good of
the
time. Most
so nice here's the guys. Here's the great trivia question, you guys. How many companies do you think he endorses for?
He's up there with Peyton Manning, probably, and I don't know who else is the top.
You think it's like over 15 or below 15?
What people don't know, he's probably one of the most nicest guys you'll ever meet in sports.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
But he has the golden touch business-wise, you guys.
Gary Eggers has a golden touch written Scrolls of a Sports Scribe, the second volume we're talking about tonight on Sports Overnight America. But one more time, Kerry, how can folks pick up this book, Scrolls of a Sports Scribe?
If you've got a device that you can call up on the internet, you go to kerryeggers.com, KerryEggers.com. Go to our homepage. There's an order tab at the top of the homepage. Hit that and fill out a form. I'll sign it for you. I'll personalize it for you. And you'll have stories that I wrote all through the years of people like Muhammad Ali, Tiger Woods, Mike Tyson, you know, all.
How many books have you written over the years now, Kerry?
12.
Wow.
Scrolls of a Sports Scribe is a fabulous title. I mean, great title.
Kerry, we'll have you on again. You know that. Thank you for appearing from the Great Northwest on Sports Overnight America.
You guys have fun. Thanks for having me on.
Kerry's a great weekend.
Eggers with us all straight away now on Sports.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Kerry Eggers. Written a fine book, two volumes, Scrolls of a Sports Scribe. Go to kerryeggers.com, kerryeggers.com, K-E-R-R-Y-S.com, kerryeggers.com. And Art, of course, was a professional golfer. He made $250,000 a long, long time ago on the tour. Now we hear the LIV will not help any, have any help from the Saudis. So it looks to me like it's all over. What's going to happen to the players?
Well, you know, Fred, I'm going to be at Trump National at Sterling, Virginia next week covering it. So I'll have all the information for you. But the latest thing that I've heard is, you know, both of the tours are kind of compromised right now because they're paying so much money, $5.3 billion over the last 4 years. That's a lot of money to pay a crew of 50 players. PGA Tours had to raise their amount of prize money. So a lot of sponsors, whether it be Honda, whether it be a lot of sponsors have left. Sony, they're not going to go to Hawaii on the PGA Tour. But I think the LIV Tour, you know, basically has an opportunity here. They have 6 months, which they've contracted with some people who are tremendous at gaining sponsorships. They still have a product that I think can work, especially internationally. So I think they need to go to some international sponsors, focus on the international part of golf, maybe play 3 or 4 events in this country, 10 or 12 events internationally. I think they're going to be okay. And I think, you know, I think you've got a PGA Tour led by Golf Channel that's kind of throwing them under the bus a little bit because They've still got money through the 26th season. They just have to go out and get some fresh new sponsors.
All right, that's Art Source for Art, for Laura, for Mark. I am Fred and Mario too, all straight away on Sports Overnight America.